Flow Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. Breathe.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like or even love what you're about to hear, the number one reason the show has gotten around and stays in the favorites in iTunes and the App Store, it's because of your reviews. And we are in our 11th straight year because of you and your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand flow dreaming. And the only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. And I can't do it. I would if I could, but it has to be you. So if I've made any impact on your life at all, please scoot over to iTunes on your podcast app and either subscribe to Flow Dreaming or write a review of the show or the app or both. And mega kisses for doing both. I'll send some good flow your way too. So pause the episode and do it now. Or just get on to the show. Hi, everyone. It's Summer. Welcome to today's episode of Flow Dreaming. In this program, we are usually talking about various things that your consciousness is capable of doing. We're talking about the greater self, the greater you, what you really are, who you really are, as well as specific ways of working with the universe, right? Working with flow, working with source energy. I've been developing and practicing this concept for the last, 12, 15 years. Geez, just keeps adding on. I forget. I know it's more than a decade at this point. I know this podcast has been running for, 11 years or more. All of this came from my first book, really. The first book is called Flow Dreaming. You can find that at my website, flowdreaming.com. I developed that, I wrote that during a time when Dr. Wayne Dyer and I used to work together each week with our shared radio program. This was also back when I was running, managing, creating Hay House Radio. Louise Hay was my boss, and I was plunged into the thick of everything that was really on the cutting edge of the mind-body-spirit world. You could call it being dunked in headfirst. I took that eventually to be a clue. I should continue going in this direction. And for me, it was a big wake-up call, right? It was the traditional, typical wake-up call. In my case, it was flow, my life, my greater self telling me, hey, you need to do this. You need to deliver this. You need to get this message out there. You need to share it. And you need to be dogged about it, right? We're positioning you, giving you, teaching you in this incredible space. Don't let us have wasted our time. That is what launched me really into the flow world. Before that, I had been using principles of manifesting on my own. I had been, of course, trying to get my own quote-unquote petty goals finished, attempted. I've shared that story a couple of times before about some of my earlier careers. And eventually, I just sat up and listened and said, okay, I will go where you direct. I will do what you ask me to do. I will open whatever you ask me to unlock and open. I'll share whatever I can to the best of my ability. And believe me, in the beginning, my ability was not stellar. It was not stunning. You can even go back and listen to some of my first podcasts. I've thought many times about taking them down because they're just so crazy. I sound younger. I sound different. I sound like a person in the midst of discovery. I still feel that I'm in the midst of discovery. I'm just a little more comfortable behind a microphone, a little more comfortable with myself, right? Not as self-conscious as I used to be. But I leave those podcasts up because what you see is an arc of transformation in someone's life. It's visible. It's documented. It's like a documentary. What happens if you just let yourself go? And then you get smacked around a little. I've been smacked around some seriously hard times in the last decade. Many of you know I had stage 2 breast cancer last year, just 4 months out of treatment. I went through the transition of leaving a 6-figure job with Hay House to go out on my own. Wow. I've been through quite a few things that I've not even shared. I've been undocumented, still preserving a small private portion of my life. Big stuff. And through it all, there's been one thing that's really sustained me. The whole way, no matter what I've been encountering. That one thing is flow. It's flow dreaming. It's my understanding that we are beings that are evolving, growing, expanding, becoming. And the faith in flow, the faith in God or source, the universal consciousness, the faith that whatever we're experiencing right now is exactly what we need. No matter how it looks, and believe me, it doesn't always look great. I know that very deeply. Doesn't always look great. Yet, here we are, exactly where we need to be. So this brings me to our topic for today's program. The topic is, sorry, you hear me clunking around here. My chair hits the microphone. I don't bother to edit these things out. I produce this podcast actually from my home. Keeping it real, keeping it raw. I don't want to have to travel someplace and make all that extra burden in my life. So I just do it right here from my office. It's the same place where I work with all of my clients. I teach all my Me School classes. It's got really good energy. So let me get back though. Diversion. I'm already digressing off, as you, many of you who know me, I do this quite often. So it brings me to the point of today's podcast. That's where I was going with this, which is you're perfect just as you are, and I can prove it. Okay, I think this is a great subject because when you are involved in the world, the sphere, the hobby, the love, the passion of self-growth and self-development, there's a part of you that says, I'm getting better all the time. I'm growing. I'm advancing. I'm learning, right? And this is why I started with that story about me growing, advancing, learning. But if you're not careful, this story that you're reminding yourself of daily, the one that's pushing you to continuously evolve and understand yourself, if you're not careful, this story can also start to say to you, yeah, because what you are now just is not good enough. Like, seriously, up your game. You've got to get better. This is not great. Because you're in pain, because you made a stupid decision, because you've been stuck, because you're standing behind a wall of fear, whatever it may be. So those of us whose passion is to grow and evolve and expand can simultaneously be carrying around this deep, dark feeling of, I'm growing and expanding because I'm not good enough as I already am. Now, this is the basic paradox of the self-development world. How do you put yourself in a position of wanting to grow while at the same time saying, because I'm already awesome? This is what we're getting into. This is the nugget that we're going to pick apart in the next, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 minutes. And then, of course, we're going to go into a flow dream. So for all of you who are curious what flow dreaming is, it's a practice. There are thousands and thousands of us now all over the world who are practicing this. Gosh, I think we well surpassed the million download mark even of this program. So you're joining a vibrant and a rich community. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, let's get to this topic then of today. And I'm also going to suggest some Flow Dream playlists as we get further in. Hopefully I won't remember. Maybe I should stick my little sticky note right up there in front of me telling me to do it. All right. How do I know that you're perfect as you already are? Well, you know that for one thing. When you look at source energy, if you look at the universe, if you look at God, you assume it's perfect, right? Do you look at it and think you're imperfect? Ah, you're a broken vessel. You're imperfect. God, you just, you know, I know you're improving too. Most of us don't feel that way. Most of us feel that there is a kind of ongoing perfection. It's like the tuning of a string. There is a tune. There is a note that's just perfect, real, and exact. And even if that string goes out of tune, that string always has the ability to get right back in tune to reach that beautiful, perfect inner sound. And when we think about God, we think that is the perfect inner sound. That is the tuning that we aspire to. That is the perfection. And all of us, well, we're also tunings of a string, if you're plucking a guitar. But our tunings maybe are not always so perfect sounding. Sometimes they go a little, depending on what we're going through. We look at other people, people that we feel are negative, burdened, can't see outside of themselves. Notice, I don't like to say less evolved. I really hate, I don't use that word often, but I hate that terminology, less evolved. I look at every being as having some places that they have mastered and some places that they have not mastered. Some people have mastered more places, true. But are those places better places? Not necessarily. So we look at some people and we observe their tunings and we say, I feel for them. They're depressed. They're despondent. They're negative. Their minds are filled with lack thinking. Their upbringing twisted them to feel that they had to compete and be mean and be jealous and elbow people out and hurt people. And they had to be defensive and all kinds of things. And of course, how do we recognize these states? Because we ourselves have also experienced them. We are chock full of this. We've all been in pain and we've all been hurt and we've all been betrayed. We've all been disappointed. We've all fallen short of our own expectations. We've all experienced these same things. Envy, negativity, bleakness. We're a jumble. A big jumble. But remember, you're still the string. The tuning that you can be is within you. It's always within you. It never goes away. Just as it never goes away from God or Source. If God was singing a sound, the sound of angels, right? It would be pure. When we talk about heaven, we're often talking about getting back to something, returning to a place, returning to a state of being. We're returning to a tuning of purity, of love, of generosity, of good feeling. We don't even have words to describe it. What we talk about in our words is an approximation. We get closer through our emotion, right? The emotion of love. Isn't it strange that love can be so many things, yet we only really have one word for it? Other cultures have variations. They've kind of pieced it out a little bit more. but really love. It's a heart opening, an expansion. It's an acceptance. It's a feeling of being in power, of being adored. So you could just go on and on. You could describe love in thousands and thousands of different ways. It's like trying to describe that inner tuning that you are. Even though in your life you go through ups and downs and all kinds of different emotional states, look at those different emotional states that you travel through, those different expectations you have. Look at those as keeping yourself busy, trying on things. You're going to the department store of life and you're picking out a wardrobe and you're trying on some things and you say, this makes me look terrible. And you're trying on some things and saying, this makes me feel amazing. Some things you're keeping and some things you're putting back on the shelf. This is you flowing through experiences, flowing through relationships, flowing through emotions. Does this change anything about the inner core tuning of who you are? No. No, it doesn't. That still remains, even though you have sounded a thousand different ways. You've been tuned high and low, in tune, out of tune, all over the place. You've been exploring your variety, exploring your diversity, exploring your repertoire. So look at yourself for a moment as Source might look at you. I'm going to just give you this little head game, this little philosophical game to play with. Let's say you're Source energy and you're in a state of perfection. You know everything. You are everything. You've already been everything. You'll become everything. How do you amuse yourself? You say, well, what if I could grow? Wait a minute. How could I grow if I already am everything? I don't know. Maybe I'll pretend. Maybe I'll play a game. Those of you who've studied Course in Miracles have heard a variation on this idea. Source sends itself off into the slivers of thousands, millions, trillions, bajillions. Different layers and orders of consciousness, from angels to devils to humans to aliens, to planets, to suns, to galaxies, to universes. Source is in everything, humming through it all. All of it is made from Source. But now Source is saying, wow, check it out. Over here, I get to be the Milky Way, and over there, I get to be a shiver of envy inside that teenager's mind. That would be something big enough to amuse God, wouldn't it? I certainly can't encompass it in my little brain. I think Source could. What would Source want to do, being in all of these things? It says, well, if I'm already everything, maybe I ought to just, again, play with things a bit. Maybe I'll create something called time. That way, instead of just being everything all at once, I can chunk it out into pieces, have it flow one after another, so I can actually experience it a piece at a time. Well, that would be kind of fun. Because then I could build things and I could come up with these false assumptions and these false beliefs, and then I could crush them and I could be like a child playing on the beach building sandcastle after sandcastle, all of them washed away by time. But for the moment that they're real, they're really real. And I can enjoy them. I can feel the pleasure. I can run around in the sun and decorate them with shells and then I can feel the loss of their destruction and I can build again. Imagine if this is Source deciding to divide itself up into pieces of time, creating barriers. And here we are, little slivers of Source stuck in moments of time, with all of these barriers now around us, between the past and the future, between ourself and other people. And people have always said, all is one. All gods are one. We know this to be true, but it looks so different. Because in fact, it is different. It was constructed to look this way and feel this way. So that every moment we have the pleasure, the joy of experiencing something. Something. A little piece of happiness, little piece of fear, a taste, a shiver, a sensation, an orgasm. All of it there for us. And you say, yes, Summer, but what about the pain? What about the destruction? Why would God do a lot of that? Listen, I'm not a I'm not a theologist. The question of why is there suffering is something every major religion has been tackling since religions were first birthed. Why do we suffer? And we come up with concepts of original sin. We come up with concepts of karma. Every religion has solved this to some degree, but it's always a bit imperfect. Maybe simply God has decided if there is pleasure, there will be pain, because we live in a dualistic world. If I can live as both a single being as well as a scattered bajillion different slivers, then I've created duality. I've created self, and I've created the opposite of self. Therefore, if I've created love, I've also created pain. That could be one explanation. But they wouldn't have been created if both weren't meant to do something, something of great importance. And that's where faith comes in. Everything that happens is there because it's important. Nothing is irrelevant or trivial or unnecessary. Everything is part of a plan. And by plan, I don't mean there is a specific end game that has already been determined. No. Rather, the playing field has been determined. Where does it go from here? I don't know. Do you? Have you looked? Maybe that could be part of your life's mission. Maybe part of your life's mission could be to look for the plan. Do you get where I'm going? This is why you love self-growth. This is why you love self-development, because you've clued into this idea that I would love to know what the plan is. I would love to know where I'm going. I would love to see what the end game is. I would love to get out of the game, look above the game for a few minutes and realize it's a game and I'm playing it. Why am I playing it? Oh, interesting. And this is what we start to call evolution. This is what we start to call expansion. This is what we start to call it when we get buried or out of being buried in survival mode. I've spoken on and off about survival mode for so many years. Survival mode, the basics of life, covering the rent, getting through people's emotional difficulties in your family, healing from early betrayals and pain, survival mode. There is a point when you step above it and you start to realize all of this is here because I've been given tool after tool. I am being given opportunity after opportunity. Do you know, when I had my retreat a couple of weeks ago, I brought a portion of my students, my personal mastery students, to the beach, and I pointed out the waves and I said, do you think it's easier for the ocean to keep giving you wave after wave on this shore? Or would it be easier for the ocean to hold back wave after wave? It would be almost impossible for the ocean to hold back wave after wave. The universe gives, God gives, source gives, you give. If you're not receiving, it's because you're choosing not to. When you move from survival mode to the next level, what you're recognizing is every day I am being given. If I am really, truly this crazy thing, like some are suggesting, God in this physical body, and I'm a part of God, and I'm returning an experience to God, I have been given a critical mission to go become something better and return it so that what I bring back to source energy is something I'm proud of, something that I'm happy to give back. I say, I had a life well lived. Here's what I learned. Here's what I saw. Here's what I experienced. Here is the love that I created. You know, when you're supposed to have your soul weighed at the silver gates and or the golden gates. No, that's McDonald's. Whatever, the heavenly gates. When your soul is being weighed and they're saying how much sin and how much love. Let's look for a moment at the love. How much love? How much beauty? How much joy? That's what I am proud to give back, not because I fear punishment or exclusion. I don't. For me, there is no punishment or exclusion. For me, I'm already in punishment and exclusion. I'm in a physical body and I'm separated from source. There is only one place to go from here, which is back into source. And believe me, having had cancer this last year, I've become very aware. Hey, life is a limited time opportunity. Take it up. Because you'll go back into source. There's no use longing for it now. You'll get there. We'll all get there. And what will we be when we're there? We will be everything that we have created in ourselves thus far. That's what we take in. Everything you have created in you. So if you are depressed, if you are down, if you are in a horrible spot in your life, what you want to do is not escape life. You want to dig into it deeper. You want to say, this is not what I'm taking with me into eternity. No, what I'm taking to eternity is what I've built here, created here, grown into, become here. And if it's hard, so be it. I'm choosing hard. But I can also choose from this very moment onward to look at all of the things that the flow, life, abundance, the universe is continuously pushing up against the shores of my days. And start receiving it, taking from it, saying yes to it. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not scared of you. Yes, I will work hard. Yes, I will expose my heart. Yes, I will reach out. Yes, I'll share something with someone that I was afraid to say before. Yes, I'll get over myself. Yes, whatever it is. That's what I want to become. That's what you want to become. That's what you want to take with you back to source. So how do I know you're already perfect as you are, and yet we are growing and still expanding? How can it be, right? We're solving a seeming contradiction here. But solving it we are, because I'm a perfect piece of God, and yet I'm exploring all of what that means. I am curious. And as I am forced to move through all of these slivers of time, every one of them is giving me an experience. If I were walking through a forest and picking up little bits of, you know, rocks that I'm following on a trail, and every rock is a bit of time, every step is a day, my little pouch is going to be filled with rocks. Filled. That's what I'm taking back. Doesn't mean that the person doing the walking isn't already quite perfect. A perfect piece of God, a perfect piece of source, a perfect piece of creation. Perfection in motion, perfection in growing. Please don't think that perfection is a stable, single thing. Perfection is an ongoing note, a tone, a sound. Perfection is itself something that continues to move and change. That's you. Perfect, becoming more perfect. How is that possible? Do you look back and say, well, I was imperfect? Perhaps. But I'm perfect and perfect together. I'm whole. I'm one. I'm everything. Just as God really isn't separated, yet it appears to be separated into humans and physical and life and non-physical. It's really not. It is for the purposes of what we're trying to do here. But move to that higher level and it's not. It's just a game we're playing. A game to see who we are. To get to know ourselves. To see what we can become, who we can become. To see if there's anything that hasn't ever been seen before. Long end game there. In terms of eternity. That's how I know you're perfect. That's how I know that you are always being offered everything you need, every moment, to grow into your next step. That's why I pinned down this thing and I called it flow. I didn't create it. Other people have called it other things through the millennia. I call it flow because, for me, it's an understanding that I'm moving forward in a divine path, filled with abundance, filled with ease, with purpose. And I would like to be conscious of that path every day. I could choose not to be. I could choose never to acknowledge this at all and live a perfectly reasonable life, as many people do. But I happen to like this. I happen to love this feeling that, you know what? I can choose to feel empowered. I can choose to feel aligned to spirit. I can choose to allow my heart to grow. I can choose that path, and so I am. And that's why you've chosen it, because self-growth feels good. You feel more powerful. You feel more connected. You feel less self-conscious about who you are or how well you've done. You feel more at peace with yourself. And you should be. Because truly you are. You're perfect just as you are. That said, the idea of feeling better, having more love, having more security, making an impact, all of these little things that we drop into our lives and give ourselves as goals, those are fun. It's what we came here for. So pick them up, enjoy them, bite into them, love them up. So I hope I got you thinking, reminding you of what you really are. Big picture stuff, right? This is why we flow dream. It's why we flow dream. To get back into this grace, into this realization of who and what we truly, truly are. Knowing we're guided and supported all the time. Until we ourselves decide to look in the other direction and experience that kind of pain or whatever it may be. For whatever reasons we're deciding to do it. And then we return back to the original tuning, which is always there in you right now. You and I, neither one of us is better than the other. We're the same at heart. We're made of the same stuff. I've chosen my collection of experiences and knowledge. I've chosen my brain. I've chosen my parents and where I was born and the kinds of things that I could be exposed to. And you too were given a selection or perhaps made a choice. And here we are. And that's that. I'm grinning. I hope you can tell. I think it's beautiful. I think it's all perfect. So we're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to do a flow dream with you where I get you into that deep, energetic, emotional knowledge of your own God-given perfection. So stay with me. Hey, it's summer again and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. All right, are we ready to flow dream together? Flow dreaming is an emotional, energetic process where we connect with flow energy, with source energy, God energy, universal energy, where we connect into the flow of time, past, present, future. Imagine it as kind of elevating out of your physical perspective and getting into non-physical perspective. And then understanding that perspective as a place where you can program in desires, make requests, vibrate or emanate a certain frequency, whatever language you're used to using, that's flow. I've explained it in 1,000 different ways. If you're new, just go to my website, flowdreaming.com. Pick up my free kit there. You can download it for free, obviously. And it'll help you out. In the meantime, don't expect this to be a meditation. But close your eyes, follow along. Take a deep breath. And exhale, dropping your shoulders as you do. You can be sitting or lying down, as long as you can stay aware and focused. As you roll your neck on your shoulders, you release your jaw, release your brow. Relax all points of tension in your body. There's no tension in flow. And you recognize that you're feeling pretty good right now. You're feeling really good right now. You're remembering something. Something that's been said has jogged something deep inside you. That's right. I am. Of course I am. I'm a piece of source. I'm a piece of light. I'm playing. I'm on a playground with my friends. And I have some close friends. I have some people who don't like me. Maybe I'm even withholding myself. I felt no one likes me. Withholding myself from the game of life. It's a playground. Playground for souls. Playground for mine. But I'm not a child. I'm not helpless. I can look at any feeling that I have inside me, loved, hated, shunned, accepted. I can look at that and say, I want more of this or less of this. How can I change this? What do I do? Because that's something else I recognize inside me. I'm unique. I'm intricate, complicated. I'm beautiful. Like a crystal held to the light. Thousands of different facets of me. Some people see these facets, other people see other aspects or parts. That's me. I've worked on this, grown this, cultivated this being over who knows how long. further than my little mind can imagine. And I do trust that I've cultivated and created and grown something quite spectacular, quite beautiful, profound. And it's been guided by my interests, desires, hopes, fears, experiences. I've been shaped and molded by destiny as well as molded and shaped destiny itself. I've played and I've played hard and I'm still playing. And I love this being that's playing. I love the fact that I am so unique. Me. No other slice or sliver of God has created exactly what I have, has become what I have, because it hasn't experienced everything that I have. That's my offering. That's my offering up to the altar of God, the altar of Source, the altar of flow and of life. Here, look what I am. Look what I made. I made me. And I feel the love returned, returning back from this altar, swirling around me like a beautiful pink and gold light. Good job. Good job, my child. Because that's how it feels. I'm loved. I'm praised. I'm praiseworthy. Just like every child is praiseworthy, I am praiseworthy. I'm loved. I'm always all right. I'm always in a good space, deep down. Right there where I'm essentially connected. I'm always connected. Even if I have let go of my hand, Source never lets go of its hand holding me. I recognize that and I feel that blooming through my heart. I'm beautiful. I'm profound. I'm wise. I have resources I have no idea are in me. But I can call on them when I need them, and I do. I'm perfect. And I'm imperfect. I'm growing, and yet I'm whole. I can be all of that, and this makes sense, just as Source can do the same, is the same. I rest in that feeling. It feels wonderful. I feel so good right now. I want to feel good like this every day. I want to remember this about myself every day, and I remind myself. I write it down on a little note paper and I tuck it into my heart. I remember this about myself every day. This is who I truly am, what I truly am. Now I'm going to go back out there and I'm going to have some fun. Fun with what I want to do next or become next or create next. I'm going to have some fun. Are you ready, Flo? Let's do this. Let's do it. And we do. And I return now, finding myself coming back from flow, filling up this room again, the place again, wherever I am, with my awareness. My flow dream having ended. And when I'm ready, I open my eyes. And there you go. A beautiful flow dream for you. If you guys liked that, the playlist that I am going to suggest for you is called Emotional Ecstasy. Emotional Ecstasy. And it was inspired by a couple of clients I had a few years ago. And they said, we follow Abraham Hicks and we only want to feel good emotions ever. And I thought, okay, that's a goal. What can I do to help you with that? And that's why I put this playlist together. Every single flow dream in it creates massive good feeling, massive, beautiful, overflowing, good feeling. Emotional ecstasy. Dazzling love, luck, being taken care of, being adored. It's all there. It's a great one just to really get yourself back in that state of understanding. This is who I am. I'm adored. I'm loved. I feel good. I wake up every day feeling good. I'm repairing and healing myself. So check it out, Emotional Ecstasy. I hope you enjoyed today's show, enjoyed today's episode. I'll be back again next week. By the way, if you guys have suggestions for topics, don't be afraid to email me, summer@flowdreaming.com. Love to hear your ideas as well as your response to the show. All right, take care, everyone. My love to you all. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.